proclamation number 6624 dated the August 17th, 1956. Calling upon Jesus Christ from the darkness. It is not my will that shall determine your fate in eternity, but rather you yourselves, through your will, shall make it either glorious or dreadful. But you can change an appalling situation and, if you want to do this, will always receive my support. And regardless of how dark you are, light will be made accessible to you, and if you desire light then you will always be able to remain therein. You won't have to return to the darkness, for your will shall always be complied with even in the spiritual kingdom. Don't reject those who want to make you happy by giving you light. You will feel better than in the dark regions from which everything shall ascend to the light one day, although it has to happen voluntarily. All of you who dwell in dark regions, be they on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond, are unhappy living creations without peace, without light and without strength. These are the effects of sin with which you have been burdened for eternity and which you have even increased during your earthly life as a result of your heartless way of living. As long as you are not released from this guilt of sin, your state cannot improve either. But you can want to have the guilt taken from you so that you can arrive at light and blissfulness. First decide to become free from a restraint which burdens and tortures you. Resolve to entrust yourselves to the one who can set you free, and appeal to him to help you. You all know of the one who sacrificed himself on the cross for the guilt of your sins. You all know of Jesus Christ, but not all of you believe in him and his act of salvation. And yet he is the only one who can help you in your distressing situation, who can lift you up from the abyss, who can and wants to grant you light and life, but whom you have to call upon yourselves and appeal for help. Anyone who does not believe in him will not turn to him either and will remain in darkness forever, since there is no other way to happiness without him. But time and again you will be referred to the one. Time and again a light will be offered to you, a gleam of hope, which you should heed. Turning your eyes to the gleam of light across will always shine for you, if you are not entirely obstinate. For in his great mercy he will come to meet you in order to save you. But you may also rest assured that he will save you if only you want it yourselves. And thus I repeat that I do not condemn you, that it is not my will which has determined the fate which makes you feel unhappy, but rather you created it yourselves and you can also change it yourselves if you take refuge in the one who can release you, in Jesus Christ, with whom I myself have become as one, who thus is your God and Father of eternity. Irrespective of whether you are still living on earth or whether you have had to shed your earthly cover already, light will only be within and around you when you have found Jesus Christ, but without him you will be living in darkness, without him you will also be distant from me, who embodied himself in the man Jesus Christ in order to die on your behalf on the cross for the atonement of your guilt of sin. Only when a person hands his guilt over to me with complete faith will he get released from it, and that is entirely up to your own will. My love cannot do any more but to keep sending you bearers of light proclaiming my will, who will also kindle a light in you. Allow yourselves to become illuminated, change and come to me in Jesus Christ, and the darkness will recede, bright light will appear and all torments of darkness will fall away from you, you will be able to rise into spheres of light and be and forever remain blissfully happy. Amen.